Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9 FM. Before I begin today's episode, I just want to remind everyone that CFRC 101.9, your campus and community radio station, is currently doing its funding drive. Every year in November and December, this station does a funding drive. This is an opportunity to upgrade equipment, which is much needed in some cases. It also provides opportunities for musicians and community artists, volunteers, students to receive training and have opportunities like this to be on air. So I'd encourage you, if you love this station, if you love the idea of independent local programming, including local news, local arts, local ideas, visit cfrc.ca and donate today. There's lots of great prizes, lots of cool merch you can get, an opportunity to win gift certificates from other local businesses. So it's a win-win. You're supporting a great station, you're supporting a great cause. This is the final week of Word Lab's National Novel Writing Month Boot Camp. In this final week of our Alt NaNoWriMo programming, we're taking a step back from worldscapes and character quirks to look at your story's big picture. And when I say big picture, it doesn't matter how small or epic your writing ambitions might be. Understanding your story's genre, theme, and structure will help anchor your writing and make the whole process feel far less overwhelming. Plotters, pantsers, I promise that even though we're talking a lot about structure today, there is something for both of you, so please stay tuned for advice. What is your story's genre? Genre bending can keep your writing exciting and fresh, but it works best when you're intentional about it. Readers generally like at least some sense of what they're stepping into, whether it's action, comedy, horror, mystery, or romance. It lets them know what they can expect to feel and experience as they read. If you want to combine genres, think about which one you want to dominate or guide the story. Your genre helps set expectations, which you can play or diverge from. It shapes tone and influences your pacing. Think of it as a rough guideline, not as a limiter. There are literally dozens of subgenres you can play with, so spend some time reading and looking into them to help you determine which one speaks to you and which one you enjoy writing. If you're not sure where your story fits, here are a couple of exercises to try. If you're just starting out on your writing journey, take time to play and explore. This is good advice for everyone. This is the point of writing, is to enjoy what you're doing and to expand your creative horizons. So try writing a few different short stories, even if it's a single page, in different genres. Then take a look back after you've written a couple of different genres and ask yourself, what did you enjoy writing the most? If you've got a story brewing, but you're wavering between a couple of approaches, try thinking about how you want your reader to feel. Do you want to evoke a sense of intrigue, nostalgia, fuzzy feelings, or fear? What kind of visuals speak to you? So this is, you know, is it dark and stormy? Is it gritty? Is it bright and colorful? What is the landscape? What are the characters wearing? There are no wrong answers here. You're simply trying to find out what rings true for you. This is going to be a theme. What do you enjoy? What works for you? What rings true for you? What feels best? We've talked in other episodes about character development, world building. So let's think back to the world and characters you've already been brainstorming. What setting feels most natural to place them in? You can consider what your character wants and what their motivations are. You can also think about what role they play in the story. Are they falling in love? Are they escaping danger? Are they solving a mystery? Is this a coming of age? This can help you determine which genres fit that approach best. So I'll invite us to do a little exercise here. And this is a prompt that I got in a writing class one time that I had a lot of fun with. Using the sentence, "The dog was bad," I want you to write one page as a comedy, one page as a drama, one page as a fantasy, and one page as a thriller or a horror. Really quick, maybe 2 minutes for each one, 3 minutes for each one, and we'll be back in a bit. So we're back from your mini writing exercise, The Dog Was Bad, in different genres. Hopefully these questions and that kind of activity can help you get closer to determining the genre that best tells your story, or the genre that you have the most fun with. Another key element in story development is defining your theme. Ask yourself, what do I want my reader to take away? As in, what message do you want to get across? Is your story ultimately about forgiveness, revenge, trust, betrayal, isolation, connection. Your theme becomes a guidepost and can help you identify your story's controlling idea. You don't want to get halfway through your writing and suddenly be stuck on whether the main character of your book will survive or forgive or find love and so on. Knowing your theme early helps prevent mid-story drift. So how do you map key plot points? Each plot event you add to your story should pull the story in a direction that strengthens the message you are building towards. I know I may be losing pantsers here with all this planning, but I promise I have advice coming up for you too. Even if you like to let the story flow, having a sense of at least the major plot points can give you direction and help minimize writer's block. If we consider the general structure of a story, it has, of course, a beginning, a middle, and an end. And here are some things you want to consider for each section. Beginning. So this is a very quick summary. If you want to get more advice on opening scenes, for example, check out episode 10 of the Word Labs Out Loud podcast and stay tuned to future episodes where we'll explore some of these other ideas more in depth. So beginning, you want to hook your reader right from the start. Your introduction should make them want to wonder what's next. Introduce your character and their conflict. Now that you have the reader's intention, ask what happened. Why did it happen? And what is your protagonist trying to do about it? This is when you will introduce your first plot point. When you've laid out the conflict and why it happened to your character, ask yourself what happens now to force your character's hand and make them act towards their goal. After you introduce your first plot point, introduce a challenge. A smooth journey is nice in real life, but it doesn't make for a very interesting story. So what major or minor event, character, or incident pops up to stand in your character's way? Once we've got that beginning started, we move to the middle of the story. This is the moment of truth, when your character uncovers what or who is truly behind the conflict. They realize what's been holding them back, what's standing in their way, and they're about to do something about it. So, again, smooth journeys, not interesting. So we want to raise the stakes with another challenge. Keep tension real and meaningful. People want the struggle to feel real and feel like there are real things at stake for the character and their story. Add a twist, a devastating revelation, a heightened emotional moment, or a seemingly impossible obstacle to keep the reader's interest. Like every suggestion I give, this is not set in stone, but these are things you can think about to add some spice or some flavor, some intrigue to your story, and to keep it interesting for you as the writer as well. If there is a clear line from A to B and there are no snags or bends in that road, it doesn't make for a really rewarding journey for your character or for you or your reader. So, what can you throw in to keep it interesting? Finally, we get to the end, and the end is generally considered crisis, climax, and resolution. So we've been throwing things at your main character. In the end, your character has to finally choose their course of action. The climax of the story is the result of your character's actions. Successes, failures, confrontations. They've faced their demons, which could be literal or figurative, and this is where their choices have led them. And the resolution is the result of their decision. What happens to your character now that the challenge or conflict has been faced? Did they fail? Did they succeed? What does this mean for them? Where might they go from here? Pantsers, I'm coming back to you. So even though there's three parts to that, there's a lot of detail there. If that amount of detail is going to prevent you from moving forward with your story, you might want to try a simplified version called the three-act method, which is very simply breaking your story into three main acts, stating which happens in each in very general terms. For a romance, it might be girl gets dumped, act one. Act two, girl meets someone new. Act three, they fall in love. It's easy and still very flexible. You're not pigeonholing yourself, but you still have a sense of where you're going as you write. Plotters and pantsers who want to go a step further can explore something called the hero's journey method. This is a classic, and it follows the protagonist on their journey of growth and change. Typically, this adventure will have the character starting out in their ordinary life or ordinary circumstances until they're forced out of their comfort zone to face challenges, gain insights, and return transformed. So let's take that super basic romance plot I had and ask what path your character will take based on this method. This is 12 steps. If you Google it, you will find many versions of this, so you don't have to memorize all the steps. But okay, for this example, part one, the ordinary world. Our heroine is in a relationship. Call to adventure. She gets dumped out of the blue. Maybe an engagement gets called off, or she's forced to move out of a shared apartment. Refusal of the call. She is distraught and convinced she's never going to love again. Meeting the mentor. Her friends remind her of who she is. Crossing the first threshold. She decides to revisit old passions and joins a reading group. Tests, allies, enemies. She meets other members of the reading group. Some are less than friendly, but one sparks her interest. Approach to the inmost cave. She gets nervous, and despite wanting to ask the person out, she takes off at the end of the meeting before speaking with them. Ordeal. She decides she does want to go for it and starts to track the love interest down. Reward. Seizing the sword, she finds them and has a chance to ask them out. The road back. Remember, we don't want this to be too easy. On the night of their date, our protagonist gets food poisoning and has to cancel. Resurrection. 2 days later, they run into each other at a coffee shop and have an impromptu date. Return with elixir. The two hit it off, and she realizes that she can love again. Again, look up The Hero's Journey. There are some really great examples out there. Readzy, which I've referred to before, has a good one that has some great examples based on movies. If you want to see how The Hero's Journey maps out in, say, the movie Rocky or The Martian. And these are just two examples of simple structure. So if neither of these is speaking to you, but you still think that some guidance on structure could be helpful, there are lots of other options out there. As a starting place, I would recommend checking out Readzy again, readsy.com/blog/guide/story-structure, which I think has about 7 or 8 different options. All right, so now, whether you're a pantser or a plotter, you have anywhere from a very rough to beginner draft of where you want your story to go. How do we fill in the gaps? Once you've sketched out your story's key moments, pantsers, you're probably going to just start writing. That's okay. Go for it. You have some things in your back pocket that you can revisit if you need to and you start getting stuck. Plotters. This is where you can add to your outline. Ask what needs to happen before and after each major scene. Remember, every scene should connect to what came before and influence what happens next. Otherwise, it's just filler and you risk losing your reader's interest. So if you created a scene and it's not pulling that story forward or moving it to that next step, it needs to be revised. It's not doing what it needs to do. You can record these scenes in something like a spreadsheet, or if you're more visual, using post-it notes or index cards can be helpful. If you're using that, which is something I tend to like doing, you use one card or post-it note per scene that you plan to include in your story and then stick them onto the wall or a whiteboard. And this can give you a literal big picture of your story. I also find it helpful because if you have an idea that you like, but it doesn't quite fit yet, you can have a parking lot, quote unquote, for them, and they may find a place later. Or if not, it could be the start of another great story. Obviously, this is something that you can do with a spreadsheet as well, having different tabs for different scenes or for different acts of your story with points. All right, a final tip. While a certain degree of plotting can help you avoid writer's block because it gives you some direction, it does happen. Even in a scene where you know what you want to write, you might just not have the words for it yet. So if you get stuck during any of these steps, it's preventing you from moving your story forward, write something in point form, even if it's insert conversation about X here, and then keep going. If you have a sense of where you want your scene to go, but you're not sure how to get there yet, skip to the good stuff. Write the scene's dramatic climax, and then you can go back later to flesh out the middle steps. The key with all of the work that we've been doing here is not to limit your creativity, it's to give it lots of space to play. Think of it as one big, glorious brainstorm that you're doing. These are not rules you have to follow. Even if you have your story meticulously plotted out, you may have a brainwave that makes you want to move in a completely different direction, and that's okay. Even plotters are allowed to diverge from their plans. If we never diverged from our plans, we'd get pretty stuck in life. So don't be afraid to explore, don't be afraid to map a little bit too. Creativity is often about balance, and at the end of the day, you just want to do what works for you, what's fun for you, and what makes you enjoy what you're doing. So that concludes our National Novel Writing Month series. Thank you again so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with more writing advice and prompts.